Ryan Steinkamp, the head football coach with the Kemper Knights, joining us here on the Mackey Motors at Tailgate. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. And Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here for what is another quarterfinal round matchup for you guys. Is this three years in a row you've got to the quarters?
Oh, I think it's just two, but yeah, okay. Absolutely. Thanks a lot for having me, Jeff.
You bet. I was thinking that West Sioux game 3 years ago was quarters too, but I could be off on that one. But
no, that was a second round, I believe.
Second round. Yep. Okay. A great run for you in this night program. You guys have won 9 in a row since that opening loss to Helan. You're going to be facing the number one team in West Lyon. The Wildcats come in, of course. 10-0 on the season, but this is a huge matchup. You guys number 5, them number 1, so this is a big one for a chance to go to the Dome.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great opportunity. Should be a great night of football.
Coach, what's been impressive about you guys over this 9-game winning streak? I know there was some people, it's just the way our society is nowadays, there was some panic after you lost to Helan in the opener, and I think you quickly settled that down by winning your next two non-district games and then rolling through the district in a strong district that it was. But what have you learned about this group, and where have you guys gotten better as the season's gone on?
Yeah, they're gritty, tough kids. I mean, nothing really fazes them. I mean, so that week one team, that first game, coaches, our game plan didn't work, and the kids, they didn't play the best, but they responded, and so the coaching staff too, and we got a lot better, and every game we keep finding out something, we're tougher than we think, and we're able to make plays. So yeah, just really, really proud of the kids overall, just consistency throughout the year.
And Coach, one of the things that's jumped off for me about the job that you guys have done at a staff, and I'll let you talk about it because I'm sure the upperclassmen are a part of this as well, but you've got a great group of upperclassmen, but boy, you guys have played a ton of young guys this year and kind of gotten them into the mix, and it doesn't seem like there's been any issues with young guys getting onto the field and any squabbles in the locker room, so everybody's bought into what's best for the team, the way it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing I've noticed too throughout the year. Just our team bonding, our team camaraderie has just really grown throughout the season too. Team meals, everybody's sitting mixed together, stuff like that too. It's just it's one of those special moments. They're singing songs and all that fun stuff. So they definitely grow together as a team.
Can you sing us any of the songs they're singing?
No. I say wait. They do some chants that are just kind of funny. I don't know. You have to talk to Heine and Mason Reich. They're kind of the leaders of that.
Okay. This is a loose group, though, but when they need to focus, they focus.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, and like, the thing is, they get coached hard sometimes, and they respond well to it, and that's one thing I really enjoyed about these kids.
Coach, how does that make it easier to get ready for a long bus ride? It's going to be well over 3 hours to get up here to West Lyon and then to take on a team that right now is the favorite, as the number one ranked team to be cutting down, and hanging the banner at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's our mentality for every game. Every team's 0-0, one game at a time, one play at a time. You can't get to the top by, keep your eyes up there too. You got to focus on what's in front of you and taking care of business. So the kids are excited about the opportunity.
Coach, you guys have had some balanced teams since you've taken over, but is this the most balanced team you've had as a head coach with the Knights being able to throw and run the football effectively?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it definitely is. Last year probably a little more pass oriented. This year, the O line worked their tails off and got better. Obviously, had some good running backs there too. Huffman has done a great job as a sophomore. So, and the other guy stepped in receiver for Brock. So, I mean, yeah, it definitely helps. It's complimentary and it definitely helps in like the small game stuff. Clock management, time management, scenarios and stuff like that.
You mentioned the growth of the offensive line. Where have you seen them grow the most this year? And then on the flip side of that, in a way, what are they going to be facing with the West Lyon defensive line and linebackers?
Sure. I think I've seen them just, on those big downs too. It's 3rd and inches, 3rd and 2. And we got to have it. They really come together and fire out. And they'll be tested this Friday. So West Lyon's got great size and ability, and they're tough up front.
What is the strength of that defense for West Lyon?
the linemen, the linebackers, and the secondary. I mean, they're really talented all the way around too. I mean, you don't have a season like they've had this year too without having much weaknesses. So, you know, our kids are excited about the opportunity. I mean, about, you know, just go out there attacking and giving them our best. You know, it should be a fun one.
You mentioned the secondary, hadn't brought them up yet, but 10 interceptions for them on the year. The Van Wyne kid leads them with two picks. Everybody else with just one even. You guys are going to want to throw the football some. How do you attack them and then not allow them to be able to create those turnovers that they've been able to do this year?
Yeah, you know, they do a good job of mixing up their coverages. So a lot of it is just us being able to recognize it too and take what's there. You know, and we know that we have some playmakers that can make plays, but you know, we can't be afraid just to keep the first downs going, keep the sticks moving, things like that.
Brock jumped in last year into that quarterback role a couple of games into the season. This year has been a starter from the beginning. You mentioned having to be able to, you know, notify and notice those coverages and spot them. How has he grown from last year to this year in that area?
Just confidence with that too, you know, and reading the defenses and, you know, knowing what's there. And a lot of times out of our timeouts, stuff like that too, we talk to kids like, you know, they're the ones on the field. Like, what play do you want? What can you do? Or can you get this kid or whatever it is? And, you know, it's just their confidence. I think last year, I think it's more some of the upperclassmen, you know, tell them I'll be open or whatever. Now he's really seen things, and it's just like the trust between coaches to players and players to coaches has really grown throughout the year.
Where do you feel they may be a little susceptible? Is it the short game, the crossing game, the deep game? Where can you find maybe some gaps in the defense?
Oh, you know, yeah, they definitely go man sometimes and zone. So it's being able to recognize, you know, if they go zone, maybe the short stuff underneath a little bit too, or if it's man, they're playing off, we can take some shots. So we just got to be able to recognize, you know, what kind of covers are in.
Your defense has been really, really good all year long. I'd say led by, though you have great players at every level, led by two fantastic linebackers in Tate Barrett and Kent Sanders, two wrestling guys that just understand leverage and how to tackle. What are they going to be facing? What's your defense going to be facing in this West Lyon offense?
Yeah, no, they have they're pretty balanced too. They definitely want to establish a run game first. They have some good-sized old linemen, and the skill players have good size too, so we'll definitely have to make sure we're gang tackling, you know, reading our keys. The D-line's got to, you know, fire out low and be really gap sound.
What has been the strength of them up front offensively?
Their line, you know, they do a big job. They drive their feet. You can tell they're obviously very well coached. So it's, you know, everything in football starts with the line too. So they definitely and then they have good backs and quarterback back there to go make plays after that.
Is this more of a power running offense when they run the football, or are they trying to get to the edges and use speed?
No, it's a little more old school smash mouth, yeah.
Okay, so in between the tackles, pretty much you telling me going to be a key?
Yeah, off tackle, between tackles. But, you know, obviously, like our kids get excited about that, too. We kind of, you know, playing Sheraton and Central Lyon, too. You know, we've kind of seen we've seen this style before, too. So our kids are, you know, they're going to be a little more they experience a little bit, and now they get an opportunity to go out there and play against it, and just, yeah, it should be fun.
Is Sheraton, as far as offensive scheme, the closest to what they want to do run game?
No, I'd say no. A little bit more like Central Lyon. You know, they do a lot of the same schemes, different formations and stuff too. But, you know, it's kind of just more like, you know, they'll pull the tackles a lot. They'll pull the guards, do some power, some counters. Things like that.
Coach Brian Childress, an outstanding senior quarterback for them. He's only thrown it 89 times, but he's completed just under 71%, 16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. What's their pass game like? How do you anticipate them trying to attack what's been a really good secondary for you?
Yeah, they do a good job of a lot like play action, or kind of just like slow, like, they, you know, like they'll fake a handoff, or then like the running back or tight end will delay. So, like, they kind of just, you know, they have some guys running deep routes, and then they'll have the other person kind of blocking and then sneaking out to that field. So it's really just kind of and the line gives them time. So kind of just it's really kind of a patient passing game, but then they find the open guy too. And then they'll do some quick hitters too as well.
Coach, sometimes it's the third part of the game, special teams, that can make the difference in a game like this. How do you guys make special teams help you pick up the win? What do you do?
You definitely got a hitting yard or two. Make sure we have good coverages, and make sure we can get good returns too, and just having good, clean special teams.
Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. Wish you the best of luck, and look forward to catching up with you after the game for the Saturday morning coaches show.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach again, Ryan Steinkamp, joining us here on Kick 106.7. We'll step away. More of the Mackey Motors tailgate coming up. Doug Wanerker going to join me for the broadcast next.